Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media for a final look back at Sunday's win over Washington.
Tampa, from your perspective, is everything set for going to Tampa? Is that kind of how you're proceeding right now?
Yeah, I've heard nothing. Maybe Chad's got some information on that, but as far as we know, Chad says no. So, yeah, as scheduled.
John, can you just walk us through the emotions of yesterday? Obviously, when you found out about Jim and what he was dealing with, and just obviously you were informed, you know, as the news conference was going on, just what the emotions were and what the conversation was with Jim.
I appreciate that. First of all, talked to Jim this morning. He's doing well, doing great, feeling a lot better. Said he feeling a little off that day and the day before, just a little bit. He's had that issue in the past, had a couple of procedures over the years for that very issue. Even as a player, he had it one time. But he's doing good now, and he's going to get some tests done today. Just the press conference, you guys were there for that. I think I appreciate Eric grabbing me on that because it just happened, and I think he wanted me to find out the right way, and so we got on the phone right away with Joe Ortiz, who was down there with Jim in the locker room, and he gave us the update on it. And they were going through the tests and everything, and trying to get his heart rate down and all that. But we knew it wasn't like immediately in trouble at that point. I think they'd gotten him out of the blue tent by that point. And then later, it calmed down enough. Right, I don't think the doctors really wanted necessarily to go out there, but they cleared him somehow. Somehow he convinced them to clear him to go out there and get back on the field, and he was fine. So, he'll have further tests, and of course, appreciate everybody's prayers and everybody's thoughts. I got a lot of messages on that, and that's appreciated from everybody that reached out.
You've ever had to deal with something? I don't know if it's hereditary or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I've never had that. That it's an electrical issue in your heart, right? I never had that before. So,
did you scold him for going out to coach at all? That's just Jim.
No, that's not surprising. No, not at all. You know, he's never going to let an opportunity like that be wasted.
Just curious about Ben Cleveland on the field goal block. What was it that put you – why did you put him on that team?
I'm going to take some credit like for Chris. Like, I've been suggesting that for a while now, just to be honest with you. And, I mean, the guy's – you know, he's a big man. But he came to Chris – I think he was on there for 2 weeks now. He came to Chris and said, hey, I want to do it. And, you know, when a guy wants to do something like that and wants to take the time to do it and double down on what he's doing and help the team – you're fired up about that. So he got a game ball in the locker room yesterday for his first ever field goal block. I mean, it's a 3-point difference in the game. That was big in that game. So you never know what plays are going to make the difference. But that was awesome to see. And you got Ben in there, Herb in there, Travis is in there. All those guys do a great job. So that's a factor for us.
John, a lot was made about the offensive line, and you said, you know, you were at least thinking about sticking with the offensive line that you had the last couple of weeks. How impressed were you with them yesterday, and is that still kind of the case going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. They're doing a really good job, and certainly the five guys that played yesterday played very well, and different guys had different things to fight through that they worked through, which is true of all football players, but I thought they did a great job with that. Ronnie being a good example, played excellent. But not just those five guys, right? The other six, seven, eight, nine guys, those guys are all playing well when they play, so we're kind of building some real depth in there. But I appreciate the high level they're playing at. But just like we said 4 weeks ago, they can continue to get better. You know, there's a lot of room for improvement across the whole board with our whole team, and definitely the O-line thinks that way too.
Coach, O-line played a good game, but the Commanders found some success throwing the ball in the middle of the field. What did you see on film there? They were able to get.
Yeah, they hit the over routes. They hit four or five over routes. Those were kind of the chunk plays for them for the most part. Those and the one pass interference late were the plays that got them the yards. So we saw what we needed to do. Those were mostly They were zone coverage calls. Some have a zone man zone match involved with them. That we just got to play them better. So I think we played well across the board, probably 90-95% of the time. But there's still, you know, five plays that we can play better, and that we can, you know, sometimes you can knock out. You might not knock out all 500 completions, but you might take two of them away, or three of them away. That'll make the difference. Sometimes they'll make a play anyway, but. We just got to keep chasing the details on those coverages.
John, to that last we made about the secondary so far this year, what do you think about the pass rush? Do you feel like the pass rush, what role, I guess, would you say the pass rush has played in the way the secondary has played today?
Well, I think the pass rush played its best game in a lot of ways in this last game because some of it was because of who we're going against. You know, I mean, Jaden Daniels is a real threat to get out of the pocket. I think he really only got out twice. You know, he had one run for a first down, and he had another run for a long gain right up the middle toward the end of the game there where he got out. Other than that, we kept him in. He goes to his right so many times and would throw on the run and make plays downfield. He didn't have any of those plays in the game. I thought even when he did get out to right, we chased him down, but we kept him in there. We sacked him. We batted balls. Brent Urban's bat, you know. So I think the pass rush had a really good disciplined game, lane integrity game. Kept the quarterback in, which was their best game of doing that. So that contributed a lot this week in a positive way.
John, we saw the video, the game ball video after the game with Ngakoue, and I think you made it clear he wanted to be here. Have you been able to tell from being around him, given the fact you did get to know him a little bit a couple years back, how meaningful this is and how kind of interested he was in this opportunity?
Yeah, it's really cool. Maryland guy, you know, Ravens fan his whole life. Got to know him in the draft coming out a little bit, you know, and then kind of stayed. You know, you kind of bump into guys. And when he came last time, you know, really got to know each other. And he and I, we hit it off, you know, stayed in touch all the way through. But the biggest thing is he tells me every time I see him. You know, every time I see him, he tells me, you know, how excited he is to be here and how he's got our backs and everything like that. And I see it in the way he's practicing, the way he's playing. He played tremendously well, which was not a surprise because we saw him practice that way. So big addition to our team. Very excited the way he's rolling.
John, I know Ardarius Washington will want the chance at the interception back, but it seemed like maybe he played a little more too high safety in the second half. I mean, I don't know if anything happened to Eddie Jackson or just changing it up, but what do you see for him maybe in that spot and, you know, and maybe getting more opportunities now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question because, you know, we've got a lot of good players back there, you know, and I think that's kind of what, you know, we know that we're very talented back there. I told the guys, you know, I mean, last week we were the 29th ranked pass defense by statistic in the league. You know, I mean, are we going to play 29th the rest of the year? I mean, that's an opportunity because we know we're far better than that. We're much more talented, but more talented than that, and we can play so much better. And so, to me, that's part of it. You got Ardarius, who's every time he goes out there, he plays well. And so you just want to find spots for guys to play. If you have good players, you want to get them out there. And it does take away from other guys, but that's just the nature of it. But we want to give everybody an opportunity to go out there and do what they do well. The more you play well, the more you play, basically.
Kind of along those lines, even Nate Wiggins, you know, played about 75% of the snaps on defenses. How's he coming along and getting more kind of ingrained in this defense?
Yeah, Nate steadily gets better and better. You saw him make some really good plays out there, some big plays out there. And then there's other plays that, you know, he wants to do better at. And he's young. I mean, they go after him because he's young like they would anybody, you know. But he's held his own really well. I think he's only going to continue to improve because he's got the right mindset for it. And I'm excited about the upside in a big way. And you saw him play a lot as a result.
John, you've had really good rushing attacks in the past many years. What's the difference now with Derrick Henry being here?
Well, I mean, you know, we've had good rushing attacks, you know, and we've had a lot of games where we've rushed for a lot of yards. That's all great. But what the difference Derrick Henry has made, I guess, is pretty clear. You know, you see it. So I think I agree with what you're saying. It's a different kind of rushing attack with him, right, because of the way he runs the ball. I mean, he's one of a kind. He's one of one. You know, someone asked me in the production meeting this week, you know, who do you compare him to? I'm like, man, who do you compare him to? You know, I mean, I saw the Eric Dickerson article. Okay, I think there's some similarity. I remember Eric Dickerson coming up. But after that, And even that, I don't know, man. He's one of one.
On the broadcast about how you wanted to draft him back in the day. Can you go back to 2006? 2016.
I mean, wow, that'd be a story.
Sorry, Derek. Out here. 2016, and what those conversations were like. How much you kind of wanted to make that happen?
Well, there wasn't much conversation about drafting him here when he came out because he was going to go too high. I mean, everybody knew how high he was going to go, and it wasn't going to be. It just wasn't in our place at that point in time. But I mean, I just saw him on tape. It's like, what a perfect fit for the Ravens. You know, he would be. That's the kind of back you wanted to have. He just seemed so different. He just seemed like one of a kind. And then, you know, playing against him, you know, a lot of envious eyes, you know, watching him play for the Titans all those years. But I just appreciate the way he's fit in here as a teammate, the way he's fit into the offense, the way the offense has fit him in all the way across the board. It's really been, it's been great, and we want to keep building on it.
John, related to that, there was a lot of question about what role Patrick Ricard was going to have in this offense the last year or so. Once Derrick Henry was signed, did you already envision that he was suddenly going to be back to a real prominent role? Because he's played a lot of snaps in the last month or so.
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, and that might be true, Bo. I don't really remember like specifically like that. I don't think we ever thought that Pat wasn't going to be a big part of the offense or play a prominent role in our minds. You know, we just knew that he's unique. He's another guy who's one of one, and what he does so well. So it's not something you didn't want to have in your offense. Like how much it was going to be used game to game or what the game plans would be, you know, you just never know. But definitely when Derek came on, it probably made it even a bigger part maybe. I can see the point on that, but it wasn't how we were thinking so much. We just knew Pat was going to be a part of it.
John, when you have a great player like Roquan who holds himself to a very high standard, and he has a game where he maybe has a few plays in coverage that he'd like to have back. How do you approach that? Do you talk to him about that, or do you just sort of trust him to take care of it?
Both. I mean, you know, you have conversations because we're always talking football, for sure, Childs. I mean, we talk the plays all the time with all the guys. So he wants to talk ball, and he's the kind of guy that's always going to want to talk about the plays he could do better. He's never the guy that wants to – he'll accept a compliment. I mean, everybody likes to be patted on the back, of course, but he doesn't need that. You know, what he needs and wants is – okay, this is what I got to look at here. Why was I thinking that? What can I do better? That's how he approaches it.
Coach, I know you said in the past you were going to monitor Derek's carries and all that going forward. But when he's hot the way he is it hard to go away from him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I think the point of the whole thing is it's like not going to be – you just don't expect, you know, 25. I said 30, and that was probably exaggeration. But I think you can say, you don't necessarily – we're not – planning and expecting and demanding 20 to 25 carries a game out of any back. A, we have multiple backs that can do different things, and you just don't know if you're going to get that many opportunities necessarily to run the ball. When you have the lead, it definitely amps that up, especially in the second half, so the carries go up. But every game, you can't say every game is going to be a high number of carries for any or touches or throws or anything, which was my point. So we didn't bring Derek in to say, oh, we're going to make sure we give the ball a certain number of times. We just want to give him the ball enough times to win the game, you know, which is – some games is a lot, which – how many did you have yesterday?
24.
We weren't counting them, you know, but it sure felt comfortable giving him the ball at the end there, right? So that's kind of how it goes.
Coach, you had four kickoff returns, average 26 yards for the first time really as part of the game. Are you pretty happy with the way you guys handle that?
I'm okay happy with it. Chris is okay happy with it. I mean, it's nice to get some reps finally. You know, it's just the disappointing thing about the play – and we're part of it, too, because we kick a lot of touchbacks, is that the whole idea was to get more kickoff returns, and there really aren't. It's really not happening, and there's reasons for that. But I think we could be better. We can cover better. We can return better. And we just got to keep working. I mean, I appreciate the guys because I feel like, you know, we've got either five, six, or seven guys on our kickoff team at any one time who are rookies. That's a high number. So we're a very young team with our backup group. And so those guys are learning, and they've done a great job with punt and punt return. And they have to, and they've done well. So we got to keep training those guys. And I think as those guys keep getting better, our kick and kickoff return will keep getting better.
Yeah, John, would you support – there's been talk of, you know, if there's a touchback move at the 35, maybe 40, would you be supportive of that?
I would. Am I going to get in trouble for that? Do I care?
The run defense was really good against the Commanders and has been outstanding all year. What are you seeing when you watch the tape about why you guys are playing such good run D?
I think two things. Our front, I'm talking about our defensive line linebackers, our defensive ends are playing really good technique, you know, 80% of the time. You know, then 10% of the time it's okay, then 10% of the time it needs to be better. And they'll tell you that. But it's really good and physical and tough and disciplined. The other part of it is our DBs are showing up. Our DBs are showing up in the box and on the edge when they're supposed to, crack replace, showing up on screens, which we consider part of the run defense. For the vast most part, our DBs also are doing a really good job. So to me, it's hand in hand.
John, speaking of DBs, we saw Arthur Millett come back and then have to set back with the hamstring. Do you expect him maybe back this week, and how much does that help if he can be
out there? Yeah, right. Very hopeful that he'll be back this week. I think there's a good chance he will be. We'll see on Thursday, Friday. But I think there's a really good chance he'll be practicing this week. And then we'll have to see from practice, you know, if he can play or not.
John, do you have to make a decision this week, or do you still got another week?
I think we have another week. Do we? Do you know, Chad?
It's 21 days, I think.
It's 21 days. I have to do
another week. Another week. On second or something?
Yeah. I promise you we'll make a decision by the time 21 days is up.
Do you feel the same, that the Keaton Mitchell is still progressing the way that you guys hoped?
Right. No change in status. Still very optimistic and positive.
In terms of pass defense, it seems like there have been some big plays against Brandon Stevens, but he's really stuck with the guy coverage and has been good defense. What can you guys teach him to make sure he's on the positive end of the 50-50 balls?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing about playing corner. You know, it's the island, you know, so... You have to understand the nature of the position when you play single high, which in man, which we play a decent amount, you know, probably more than most teams. We don't just protect our corners at all costs. And Brandon has, they've put great receivers on him, and they've thrown fades against press man. And I think he's held up really well. You know, there's been plays, obviously, that have been made. He had plays he'd want to have back, but there's really not too many that are, like you'd say, that I would look at and say, hey, that's poor technique. Really none. They've made some plays on him, some things, you know, you coach the details, you know, in terms of where he's leveraged on the receiver. And he's all ears, and he's really detailed in that sense. So I feel good about the way Brandon's playing. I think it's a positive and a plus for us. Real, I mean, a major positive and plus for us.